Yes, good morning, good morning, good morning, listeners. If you just tune in, you are listening to That Is a Weekend Chat right here on Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station with Juliana here. Well, it is the 27th of the first month, that is January 2024. It is a Saturday, and we are here yet again for another great discussion as always. As we always say that we are here to chat the weekend away. So I hope that you are doing great wherever you are finding yourself. I want to just find out from you, how is your day? How are you doing? How have you been? How was the week treating you? I know that most of the time we might complain a lot because we say, we are just tired. I don't know why we're always tired. Is there no day where we can say that, yeah, I know we have the energy, we are excited, we are just, you know, just to have, to, you know, to be excited for everything? Why do we always have to feel, the world is coming to an end every time when we hear about, weekdays, we are worried and we are stressed and we just want it to, you know, to be weekend already. But that's something that I now believe that, since it's weekend, we are so excited, right? And we feel like, maybe every day should be like this. But if every day was to be like this, how are you going to bring that bread on the table? You have the young ones at home. Always waiting for you to provide for them. They're always waiting for you to bring that bread. And you know, when there's young children in the house, even bread doesn't last long in the house. I don't know how, they say what? Those little ones just finished bread in the house. You buy 4 or 5 bread, but every day this one is toasting the bread. This one is doing what? This one is what? This one is making a sandwich. This one... So it's a lot of work. So you just have to cope and hang in there, and you don't have to always stress about, when it's weekdays, but take it as a day for you to do something, that has to do with your life. You're not doing it for anyone, but yourself and your loved ones. But anyways, that will be a discussion for another day, as we are here to chat away the weekend. As we say that it is a Saturday, it is an amazing day, and I believe that this day finds you great. I know that when it comes to this northern part of the country, especially in Ondangwa, right now, if you are wondering how is Ondangwa right now, it is extremely hot, and I will not lie to you, it is hot, like hot, the weather hot. It's like I don't know. Most of the time, it's rare to find it's rare for you to find rain pouring in during the day, like raining during the day in Ondangwa is just it's a rare thing. It rains in the evening and all, but it has been a while. Right now, we haven't seen rain fall at all. And it is extremely hot, and the heat that is in Ondangwa is like it hits you from the ground to your face, and then from, I just do not know what we can say, because right now it's just 11, but one would think maybe it's 1 o'clock or 2 or something, just in the morning, just in the hours of 8 right there. As long as the sun is out, that sun, they say that the morning sun sometimes is like a bit weak, and it's not it doesn't really, have that much effect of heat or anything. Not in Ondangwa, my friend. It will hit you like it's 1 o'clock or so. That's how the weather is. So maybe if you're coming this side and you're wondering, should I pack my rain, my coat, my what? I don't think that would be necessary because it's very hot this side. But we hope that we receive rainfall. And I believe that people that are somewhere in the villages and they're working on their fields, they're happy because it's maybe raining that side there. So we hear that in different parts of the country, it's raining and people are happy that their crops are growing. That's a great thing. As long as people get to eat, that is amazing, I believe. So on today's program, before we actually go straight to the chat of today, because we are here to chat, we are here to chat. We are not here to maybe you think we are here to judge each other. We are not here to to what, how do I say, to maybe just speak about things or just no, we are here just to have a chat on certain things that are happening. in around us are happening in our country, happening, you know, to us as well. And probably you also experience certain things like this. But before we get straight to the discussion, let's not forget to get the Eagle FM app into our phones. That is how we go to our App Store, Play Store, and get the Eagle FM app into our phone so that we download the app and it will be easy for us to tune in wherever we may find ourselves. So even if you find yourself in an area where there's no frequency, or maybe the frequency is down or something, you get to listen to us all the time through the app. It is an amazing thing. The app is a really, really amazing thing. And you don't need, it's a reliable one. You need to have it in your phone so that you do not miss out on anything that has to do with Eagle FM. And not to also forget, do also follow us. That is on our social media platforms. That is our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, so that you do not miss out on anything that, you know, happening within the country, happening around the country. So we always update you there on our page. So hit that follow button so that you get notified every time, you know, we upload and update something new. So it is factual news, as we always say that, you know, there might be something happening in your neighborhood, there might be something happening in the country, there might be something happening around the world that you do not know and you're not aware of. And as we are here, we are Eagle FM, you know, we are the ones that are here for you. We are, you know, Eagle FM, the ISO, and this is your number one talk radio station. So we got you covered. So do follow us so that you do not miss out on anything. And not to also forget, do subscribe, you know, for a free copy of our newspaper. That is by you sending your number and email. That is to 081-200-4144. That is where you send your number and email so that you can subscribe for a free copy of our newspaper. That is the Villager newspaper. So you do not want to miss out on that. You do want to get yourself you know, the free, you know, to get the copy of our newspaper so that you get to read it every time on your phone. So 081-200-4144. That is the number where you send your number and email and you get to subscribe for a free copy and you will get the newspaper every time it comes out. So that is the great things, the great news that we have for you before we get straight to our chat of the day. And, you know, we really just, you know, have this great things that are always happening. You know, sometimes there's a lot of questions that we might find ourselves with that we just have, you know, probably questions that we're just asking ourselves. And you're sometimes wondering, what is going on? Or why is this happening? This and this and this and this and this. So many, many questions that you might ask yourself. And you do not, you know, you do not know where to get the answer. That's why we say that we are here to chat, you know, together so that we see if we can find solution. And, you know, sometimes not really that we say that the solution, maybe just to get the answers or maybe to just also hear different opinions from different people. That is also very, very important, you know, to us when we hear on for these things that are happening. So today, in our discussion, we are going to, you know, speak about, you know, I'm a woman and, you know, we are not here as we are saying that we are having this conversation not to judge, not to make people feel bad, but we're just trying to understand and also maybe help each other and maybe so that we understand each other better. So, because sometimes in life, you know, you find people that, you know, somebody's at work and they're just all stressed out and somebody's way and they're not concentrating at school, wherever, you know, it's when I'm talking about school, let's not you know, we're not talking about you know, high school or anything, because we have adults, or you know, we have married people, we have you know, people in a relationship that are at you know, at universities and different places. So people are working in different places, and most of the times people are worried about certain things happening in their life. So that's why we have this discussion, so that we know that One way or the other, there's somebody who is going through this. And one way or the other, there's somebody that is doing this. And sometimes they are not probably maybe aware that, you know, with this that they are doing is affecting this person. How that this person doesn't even concentrate at work. Or this person doesn't even have, you know, time to think of any other thing. You know that sometimes time is going by, time flies by while you're just thinking about something that... You know, sometimes, you know, you cannot really say it's necessary. It's not necessary because it's affecting you. But, you know, you're thinking about something that you're supposed to just solve. And, you know, now time is going why you could have even thought of a wonderful business idea. But that business idea is not really coming at all because, you know, what your thoughts are just occupied by a lot of problems. Like, why is this person like this? Why is this person treating me like this? Why is this? So you're at work, your work is just slow. People are asking, where is that document? Where? It's not done. Where, you know, at school, you know, your performance is just poor. People are wondering, what is going on? Why? Because you're just thinking about it. So we are thinking about, you know, in most cases, you know, we are women. Let's say that, why is it that in most cases, you know, and I'm gonna put it like this because I want us to chat, and do not say that Juliana is accusing us. No, I'm gonna put it this way, and you know, we're gonna come in to say that no, it's not always like that. Okay, we are going to say why is it that in most cases women that are well off financially are not in stable relationships or not in any at all? So we want to find out, is this a bad thing? Is it a good thing? The reason why I'm saying this is, you know, when you have, you know, sometimes people just say, oh, well, I don't understand. They ask, you know, they ask you questions and you're like, okay, I don't have these answers. They'll be like, I wish I could ask a lot of people to just give me answers to this, you know, question. So that's why I said, okay. If a lot of people, let's chat about this. Let's chat about this to find out exactly why is it that way. Why is it that in most cases, women that are well off financially are not in stable relationship or are not in any relationship at all. You know, so we're trying to find out if this is a bad thing or is it a good thing. Maybe because, you know, we never know. You might say that, I know this VI, they are just what or something. But it can be that. It can be that maybe there's a good reason behind it. Or it can be that there's nothing good at all. And maybe they just do not understand how this is bad to them, but they maybe think it's good to them in this way, or maybe how good it is to them, but they think it's bad in that way. So we do not really know. That's why we say that we want, you know, I want us to chat about this and just find out what exactly is happening and why is it that way? So you find out that, you know, when you grow up, you know, we I'm gonna say this because I'm not gonna put it in my way because it's not my story. I cannot say that, you know, you're like, for me, I'm financial. No, I'm not. But I'm gonna put it this way as a woman to say that when we grew up, we had. I believe this is a thing that both people had. I don't know about men. As they grow up, if they really ever thought of it like women because, or spoke about it like women because men get matured, you know, a bit later on. You know, women grow faster than men. That's why, what they say that a man needs a woman in their lives. But, you know, as a woman, when we are very young, we already have plans of, and we already have that thought of us getting married in the future and having children and, you know, having a family that is there. So we used to speak and say, oh, when I grow up, I want to, you know, I want to start hard work and, you know, have a good job, have my car, have my house, have my husband, my children. You know, that was the dream. But, you know, in that process, when we grew up and young as that, we used to say just that. When I grow up, I want to have a house. I want to have a car. I want to have this. But never did we really think of saying, I want to have a rich husband who can do. No. Those things maybe came later on as you were like in your teenagers there. But when you were very young in, you know, primary there, you just used to say, I want to study hard, get my job, buy my house, buy my car, have a husband and children. So you knew that you wanted to work hard, have money, and, you know, have a husband and have children, have cars and all these things. And then it so happens that when we grow up now, you know, in some cases of different women now, and maybe it's the world that is, you know, how the world is right now and how things are happening. And, you know, I'm speaking about this in general. I'm not just speaking about this in Namibia or anything, but, you know, it's just everything happening in the world, you know, when there's a lot of change I can see. And I believe that we all see that, you know, when it comes to, you know, money, you know, when it comes to people talking about finance, people talking about money, there's a huge, huge, huge difference. And, you know, there's a lot of change and people are just, you know, so different. And every person is eager to find a way on how to make money very fast. That, you know, people, every person wants to just have, it's like every person has their own show, and every person works hard for themselves, and every person is trying their level best. And if one person succeed, then it's like, you know, there's no that thing of, yeah, it's ours anymore. It's just mine. This is what is happening with this, you know, 21st century, like in these years, this is what is happening. When you know, when we grew up in the houses where we were brought up, where we were raised, we never saw for one second, you know, when we were raised by our grandparents, we never saw for one minute, you know, or heard that this belongs to who. Everything in the house was just for, you know, it's like it was for everyone. You that are in the house, and you know, you just know that, you know, you are in the house that belongs to this, you know, to these people. They are your grandparents because they are the elders in the house. But they never for once say that, no, do not use this, it's mine. And, or do not, you know, give your grandmother food in that plate, belongs to your grandfather. Or, and no, it was never like that. It was just like everything is just for the house. It's for everyone. The only personal things that people really had, it was their own clothes. But, you know, now, if we are to even speak and say relationships, I'm not saying that, you know, you should give your things, like give. No. It's not like that. Like to, you know, maybe just give away or anything. No. We are saying that if you are young, you worked hard, you get the money that you got, and you want a relationship. And when you enter a relationship, if you are earning more than your partner, how is it supposed to be? Does it mean like if I'm a woman and I have more money, should I disrespect a man? Because I'm a woman and because I have money, should I control? Should I? I'm asking this because, you know, I want us to have this chat because probably we do not know what is going on, what we can do, right? And that's why we need to, you really, really, you know, have this chat and speak to each other, and make each other understand. And do not worry. We say that each and every person's opinion counts. So we just want to hear from each and every person. So I say that, for example, I have money. Let me say, it's an example. Do not come for me. I don't have money. you know, for example, I have money. And, you know, probably I earn more, a lot maybe my salary is or not, maybe I have a business, I have a salary, I have this, I have different things, I have, I own places. And then my, the money, not even just the salary, the money that I have or the money that I get every month or so, or even at the end of the year, or even within the week, is even two times more than what my partner gets, or even three times better. So does it mean that my treatment towards that person should, you know, my partner should be, I'm calling, where are you? Oh, yeah, please, when I come home, can you please prepare, you know, food for me? I'm so hungry. There's some dirty clothes in the closet there. Can you please wash them for me? Because there's a jacket that I want to wear tomorrow to work. And the children, are they sleeping? Have they eaten? You know, try to give them something also. And also, you know, make sure that, you know, you prepare them well, you know, so before they go to bed and all this. Now, just imagine, I'll be coming a bit late. We have a meeting and I'll be working over today. But I just want to find everything ready because I'm so tired. Now, okay, this is now the question. This is me trying to do that because of who I think I am, you know, with my position and what I have. So does, you know, how should that person respond, your partner? You know, should your partner agree to doing so? And, you know, it's not that it's not, you know, people shouldn't share responsibilities in relationships. But when it comes to that level, do we think that that is okay? Is that a good thing or is it a bad thing? And then we ask now, we say that, is it the treatment that they give sometimes because of money that makes them, you know, sometimes not have relationships? Because most of the time you find that, you know, a person doesn't have, you're wondering, why? Woman is beautiful, man has everything, man, but no partner, why? So do you think that if that person, if their partner responds in a way, should their partner, you know, just agree to say, okay, I will do it every time, and then it continues like that, like that, like that every day? Or should their partner address it and say, no, I can't do that. Why would you treat me like that? Why would you give me orders? What gives you that right to think that you are a man in the house and I am a woman? Because, you know, that, you know, I'm just saying that because probably that's how it feels. You know, they say that no matter what, they say that we should respect, you know, right, our husbands. So imagine, so if you say that, and then most of the time, is it wrong now? Would it be a bad thing if in most cases, you know, people, if they, you know, if a partner just addresses the issue and say that, no, it is not right for you to be doing that and speaking to me like that, and then the person doesn't change and the partner leaves, is that a bad thing? You know, you find somebody also, sometimes it's not also, you know, most cases, maybe do we think it's also just women themselves because of maybe that treatment that I gave? I just gave a scenario there as an example. Or do you also think that sometimes maybe men also contribute to this? Because sometimes maybe they do this themselves because it can be that they maybe feel insecure because a man in their nature, they are providers. And they believe in working hard to bring food on the table. So if a man is a man of the house, he always tries by all means to work so hard and, you know, to bring something on the table. And if he does not get, or maybe he even loses his job, and the woman is the one that is now providing for the family, a man feels, you know, less of a man. And he might feel insecure and he might feel being controlled. He might feel, even if a woman decides to say, you know, doesn't want to maybe make his a man, I mean, feel, you know, a less of a man. And then maybe she just decide to always put money or even on his account, to even say, you know, this is just money for you, just, you know, to have, or maybe this is money, try to save up. I'll send you money, at least this, maybe 3 months, 4 months, I'll give you this certain amount, try to do something, maybe a business, something. A man might feel bad and might take it bad and, you know, might change his attitude towards the woman and might become very rude. And, you know, sometimes in most cases, maybe this person might even become abusive. Why? Because he might say that you are trying to control me. You are trying to do this. You are trying to do that. From now on, I will take your car. You'll not be driving. I will do this. So it might be that as well. And, you know, because of that, sometimes a person might feel like, no, I can't be in a relationship with this person like this. So, you know, let's just leave it there. So now, when we are putting it that way, I like looking at things, you know, in both sides so that we do not look at one side. It might be that, you know, a woman from there might have fear of men. And that's why you might maybe find a woman in that state who will be single. You know, the woman is well off, has everything she needs, but lacks that one thing, and that's a partner. And now for us, in most cases, we always maybe just judge it on one side and put it on one side that and assume that it's just because the woman is maybe stingy or is controlling. In some cases, it can be that. In other cases, it can be that the partners, they get feel insecure and they want to control and they feel they are being controlled and they become very rude and they start treating the person bad. So we do not know which one is which. And then it can also be that, sometimes, yeah, both partners maybe do not just feel like they belong to each other. Every person just feels like they have ideas that they have, but they are different and they are just not. They just think like they can't just work together. It's not just, there's nothing. There's just no marriage, nothing. They say no connection, no nothing. So we don't know what exactly do we think. So in times now, sometimes now, because of these things, people start feeling really, really bad. And, you know, sometimes people start mocking and they just judge to say, women are like that because of this. Women are just like that because of that and this and this and this and this. So it's because of this and that. That's how we say that. Is it a good thing or a bad thing when you see that, somebody is, is not in a relationship, but they are well off? So that is why we want to, you know, just to understand exactly what is going on. So, yes, because with that said, let's come through and just also be part of this chat, because as I said, we want to chat and we also really do really want to hear your opinion and your thoughts on what you think about this. That why is it in most cases women that are well off financially are not in stable relationship or are not in any relationship at all? So do we think it's a good thing or a bad thing, and what do we think is the reason? Can we really say that, somebody is, bad, or are they, people, are these people bad people, or what do we think? We always, sometimes maybe judge wrongly, and, we don't know. We don't really know. We don't really understand what is really going on. And we always maybe sometimes really assume that, it's this and that and that. But anyways, we don't know. But let's go for a quick musical break. But do come through as well as we are maybe after this musical break, so that we also just engage and be part of this discussion. The number in studio is 08333 66091. That is the number in studio. 08333 66091 is the number. So do come through and be part of this discussion as we are here waiting for you to just come through and be part of this chat that we are having as we are chatting the weekend away. It is Saturday, the 27th of January 2024. It is now 19 minutes to 12, and you are still listening to Weekend Chat. So from me, let's just go. That is near to Taiwan. I don't know how to say the name, but anyways, you're still the one. Let me not get the names wrong. Okay, but anyways, before we go, let's just get this caller right here. Let's hear what the caller has to say. Eagle FM, hello.
Morning, Julie.
Yes, how are you, sir?
Fine, thank you. How are you too?
I'm doing great.
Okay, long time.
Yeah, it has been a while.
Yeah, you are still educating us. We appreciate that awareness creation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very important thing.
Mm.
Yeah, especially the question now. I don't know whether I will be able to do both for it, but I'll try.
Yeah.
Especially, we want to empower us men, women.
Mm-hmm.
Even when it comes to economic empowerment,
mm-hmm.
or political empowerment, whatever, victory, everything, anything that has to do with the development of a person. And if you empower both of them, there might be little room
mm-hmm.
for fumbling, arguing, and complaining. Even to the point where he says, me, I've got my own.
Mm-hmm.
So, everybody has got his own.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know that, like you said, when they are financially independent.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm not saying, anybody can manipulate, especially when it comes to the finance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we really have the status. In our class, when we were doing gender study,
mm-hmm.
one point I'm there, then our classmates, the women, they say, why are we like that? Why is it like that? You men.
Mm-hmm.
You men are just like that. And the men become timid, they become intimidated. When you have an educated woman, your perception and understanding, you think that, a kind of a woman is just behaving like this because she has money.
Mm.
And sometimes we use money to manipulate women. You understand?
Yeah.
So now, they were saying that, when you get educated, again, men, they don't want to marry you. When if you are not educated...
Okay, wait, uncle, let's just quickly pay our bills and then we'll be right back.
Okay.
Mm.
It's a new year for new deals at Voerman Brock. Get 1 litre Clover Numel for $16.99, 500 gram Delight Margarine for $11.99, 450 gram Bacoma Wheat Bix for $31.99, 700 ml Wellington's Tomato Sauce for $24.99, and 2 litre Coca-Cola for just $19.99. See all our specials online at www.voermanbrock.com. We care.
Listen to Eagle FM in Katima.
Yes, uncle. I know you can go.
Oh, let me quickly conclude. Né?
Okay.
So what I was saying is that sometimes
mm-hmm.
money becomes the root of all evil.
Mm.
So, but it's not the money is not a problem, but the way we manage it.
Mm-hmm.
The way we have that perception and say, now, if I have an educated woman, then it's the problem. Because the person is questioning you, why are you coming home by 3 o'clock now?
Mm.
For what? You don't even want to be questioned. So the woman, those women who are independent sometimes, because we are saying that there are also the gender-based violence in this from economic independence.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the, it used to be like that, I don't know now. So they really depend on the father's schedule or working and things like that, but, you know. So they, I think they are also arrogant in mm-hmm. that thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if we do not manage, sometimes when a woman now, for example, I'm just saying that it's not necessarily that all women are, but
yeah.
They see that me, I'm independent, can't tell me anything. And if the man is not working, see some abuse coming in there already.
Mm-hmm.
The man is not working. Okay. Oh, you are just useless. Just what you are. You know, a lot of things like that are coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So, but let's see how we can help our men. Yes, so men are also under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So they are not stable. Maybe, I don't know. So we say they are, most of them, they are not married. Yeah, marriage is not stable in Namibia here. You
yeah.
are right. So divorces is too much. Maybe it's because of, but I also look at the aging. I don't know. But it's just that it's not stable. Maybe the finances and all these arrogances and squabbling about money, crowding for limited resources, no, but it's not there. It could be some of the reason why marriage or the educated ones or financial ones are the ones who are not married. I don't know. Maybe you know better.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, sir. Yes, there you have it right there, as the caller was saying, you know. So sometimes he's saying that sometimes there's maybe that arrogance that is in, you know, maybe women and all that. But, you know, that was his opinion. As I said, that you are also welcome to also be part of this chat, as we are here to chat the weekend away, as it is a weekend chat. But before the caller right there, but the number in studio is still 08333 66091, so do keep on, you know, dialing that number so that you can be part of this conversation that we are having right here. And that is why, you know, we are asking that why is it that in most cases, you know, women that are well off financially are not in stable relationship or are not in any relationship at all, and that we are wondering, is this a good thing or a bad thing? So we want you to come in with your own opinion with the scenarios that we also gave, and we looked at both sides, and we do not really want to say that is because, you know, maybe these women are bad people and this and this and this, but it could be because of different reasons why this, you know, is happening that way, or why is it looking that way, and why is it that, you know, people are single. So we want to also hear from you. We want to hear what is your opinion, what are your thoughts on this. And so we gave that it can be that sometimes as a woman can be, you know, controlling. So maybe the, you know, as I gave there that, you know, imagine a woman calling you as a man because, her, you know, the money that she gets maybe every end of the month or even at the end of the year is even three times, you know, more than yours. And then she calls you while at work to say, can you please prepare me something to eat that when I come back? I'm hungry. Prepare the children. I want the children to, you know, make sure that you also give food to the children. Make sure that what that. So we were asking, what should be the response of a man, you know, when it comes to such, you know, treatment just because somebody feels like they're getting more? Eagle FM, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a nice topic we are having for today.
Okay, sir.
Yeah, it's really an issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we have a society whereby people, they are not getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot of single mother or single father.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a society whereby we are losing values.
Yeah.
And we cannot be able to raise kids in the right position.
Mm-hmm.
You know, firstly, I will start like this, that, you know, when you encourage our children to study hard, we always say, no, stay away from relationships, stay away from what, stay away from what. But on my own understanding, normally you might only have two or three real partner. I can say a partner who can be able to go with you, stay with you forever. Now you find a young girl at the age of 15, while in school, is finding his true partner. But now you're going to tell this child, no, I don't want you to involve in any relationship.
Yeah.
While you, if you advise that child, if you are in a relationship, this is how they must be in a relationship. Now this girl is going to say, no, I don't want any relationship. Then she stay there until he become 22 when he finished university. Or 25 when he finished university. And after that, she is where the time want to look for relationship. Point number one, she don't know how even to behave, to handle relationship. Because relationship is whereby you respect one another. You find a common environment where you be able to accommodate one another with your partner. She don't care. So no, I don't care even because me, I'm financial standing. I don't care whatever you are having. And you start, or she also starting choosing, because I'm an engineer, I want to have also an engineer or someone who is having more money than me.
Yeah.
It's no longer about Lily. Relationship is all about wealth or material. That's why you find most of people who are educated, they find themselves struggling to get a real partner because sometimes they elevate themselves because whatever they are earning, or it's too late for them to get partner. And normally you find people are getting married, they are also getting married, but the relationship is not so really strong enough because material attached. Material attached. Yeah, me, you know, I have a nice house way in the suburb, you know, and I'm driving a nice car, you know, and my husband also having this one. But it's just material attached, not really relationship whereby people enjoying be together, enjoying themselves without material attach, or maybe one you got, maybe getting older, or becoming old, you are not longer working, or you lose your job, relationship still going in a smooth. The ladies normally who are the middle class, the one who are not having a job or having a job somewhere there, some of them, the way they grown up, they know that I need someone. I need someone to be in my life. Then she or he be able to, you know, you develop that, how to care, how to love. But normally, Lily, sometimes I'm blaming parents because parents also influence our kids. Yes, I spend a lot of money to send to you to become a doctor, to become an engineer, to become a specialist. And I want you to marry to someone on the same caliber, on the same level with you. And it might be possible that woman might be in love with someone who's just a common taxi driver or a common truck driver or someone. But what's very important is that they understand one another. They can be able to work together. They can be able to raise kids together. And they can be able to face life together.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Lily, that's my simple observation. And Lily, Lily would like also us to, you know, we need to raise our kids how to be in relationship. And starting from us, when you are a single mother, try by all means not to influence your child to become single. Because when you say, no, my daughter or my son don't care, me, I have work, I have study to take care of you without your father or without your wife, without your mother. I don't need anything from your father. Therefore, I want you also to work hard so that you can be able to be on your own. Now you are influencing your child to become also single. When you look man, you say, no, I only need the man to give me a child. But your child, I don't need to be around with me.
Yeah.
because I can come home anytime which I want, like what Uncle Bwana said. You know, a woman who is married but say, no, I want to be there like a single woman because I have money.
Yeah.
You can come work home anytime. You do what. And that was relationship. The man realized, this one, is, if I marry her, it will be a problem. Let me just let her go, then I'll be able to get married to someone who is ready to, not to commit, but not really commit, but just to work together, to accommodate one another.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay. Mm.
Well, there you have it right there from the caller, you know. I see that we have another caller right there. Eagle FM, hello.
Yes, hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, ma'am?
I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
The topic is why most educated women are not in serious relationships.
Why, in most cases, women that are well off financially are not in stable relationship, or they are not in any relationship at all? Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
Obviously, I think it's a bad thing because every woman wants to be in a relationship and have their own name, their own person, and have their own family. Okay, but I think the reason why is because the way I look at it is like this. What men are looking for when they are looking for a wife mostly is not really education. I can say education can be a bonus, something that is other than the purpose, you know? So basically, most educated women, we don't have, most of them, I say the quality of hard work and probably resilience and perseverance and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there are those qualities like home grooming, away from home, respect, patience, humbleness, that's the feminine. And most of these educated women, I can say, most of them, not all of them, but most of them, they are more in tune with their masculine side than their feminine side, you know. And, you know, the men, they want a woman that is like feminine. They're just those qualities that he's looking for and he's looking for a wife.
Mm-hmm.
And you must see that you find them in this woman that you find, the regular woman that you find in the street.
Mm-hmm.
You understand, the woman that is carrying the basket of mangoes on the head.
Yeah.
These are like hardworking people. They know how to raise kids. They know how to feed the kids at home, even with little resources, you understand. You find these kids. They have kids that are well fed, happy looking, and you know, so it's those qualities that men are looking for. Okay, for example, Masara is a businessman, but he married a woman that is not really, I don't really want to say he's that educated, but for him, he's a person, let me say he's a giant, he's a person with a very strong personality, and he's a veteran, but he's still somebody that is like, you know, that's a status or standard in life. And then I was like looking at it and analyzing the situation. I was like, probably me knowing him, because he raised me and grew me, he didn't really grow with my mother, you know. So basically, I look at it and I'm like, okay, probably he just wanted someone that is hardworking, obviously, and you know, he's hardworking, he's capable, you know. The kind of job that he was doing is the kind of job that he was actually like kind of doing. So they kind of complemented each other. But he didn't really focus on the education because he knew he had the money. So education to him was something that he can upgrade. He was like, actually took her 3 years, graduated, you understand? Put for her some businesses, small businesses this year, and just for her to have her own hustle and her own life.
Yeah.
Why is he focusing on education? So he focused on those good qualities, you understand?
Mm.
So, but for me, I went through school. He tried to make sure that I'm educated, you understand?
Yeah.
And every time I come home, he makes sure I don't have a D or a C in my report. He makes sure that I have an A or B. And someone with a C is an issue in the house, you understand? So that type of mentality, I had this, just this thing of education. Sometimes I didn't even really know why I was studying.
Yeah.
But I just had to go home with something, you understand, that you can look at and be like, I'm proud of you. So, but now, in relationships, I've always suffered in relationships because I grew up in the village with my grandmother, but full time I'm with my dad. So basically, Granny taught me all home grooming, home training, you know, how to respect people, or could people cooking, you know, I started cooking when I was very young. You understand? I was raised like a guy, you understand?
Mm.
But so I was more in tune with my masculine side because him being a son of a person, everything of him in a way rubbed off on me. Okay, this is now just my situation, but different situations can be different, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just using myself as an example. This is one of the reasons why, you know.
Mm.
So I had this masculine thing in me that was just too much and overpowering.
Mm-hmm.
So now I was, it's only when I was like growing up now, because after suffering, eventually I had to learn. It's like I had to learn the hard way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? There are people that actually learn the hard way. It's like, and that's life. Life takes you in circles. Before you learn something, it will take you in circles until you learn.
Yeah.
Different years, different scenarios, but same situation, you'll be like dating the same demon, different years, different areas, different cities, but the same demon unless you learn the reason why, you understand, you know?
Mm.
So basically, I feel like now I've learned, understand, that, oh, okay, I have to get in tune with my feminine side, you know? I have to be. Men couldn't recognize the quality or the value in me. Most of them just wanted this adult to have fun with, you understand?
Yeah.
So basically, they couldn't see the character, like, who is she, you understand, what is really capable. They don't go, they don't date me beyond the face to know, you understand, what's really on the other side, the authentic and genuine side, you understand.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't really have that self-love. So being at this point, you know, learning self-love and, you know, knowing that, oh, I need to do this, I need to do that, learning and doing the situation analysis, the soul searching and things like that, you know, I come to a point where I'm like, okay, now I'm able to, I know the quality and the value, and I'm now in a relationship that when the person really sees the value, you understand, it's like, oh, no, mm-hmm. This is the value, this is the right material, you understand, it doesn't matter about the education, and it's the same situation that my father did, you understand, you know,
yeah.
The fact that I'm educated, so for him, it's a bonus. That's what I said earlier, sometimes education is just a bonus, and it's not really education that men are really looking for. They don't, yeah. Most men, we don't really want, if a woman has good qualities, yeah,
mm-hmm.
respectful and everything, can keep her home, and then we say that person, keep the wife, and add education on top of that. But if a woman is educated, but she don't have good quality, good values, you understand, high integrity, a woman of high integrity, a man can marry that person and then after 2 years they divorce, because you understand, eventually those bad characters will get up in the marriage and everything will crumble down.
Okay, well, know? Yeah, thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Well, yes, there you have it from both callers there, you know, the caller before, say, the first caller after this one say that yes, sometimes you know, parents are to be blamed because we do not educate our children on time when it comes to you know, relationship. So we always expect them to, you know, have somebody that is you know, educated like them, that has or even has a better job than them. And these are the things that sometimes, you know, as a person, as a child is growing up and they are not aware of these things when it comes to relationship, it will be difficult for them to, you know about relationship later on as they grow up, because they are not going to know how to treat a man. And, you know, where he was also saying that, you know, it is also not okay if you are a single mother. Do not teach your child to also become a single mother or so, but teach your child how to keep a relationship that will go to marriage. And as you also hear now, you know, the lady say that, you know, it is an issue. Education is just a bonus. You know, she said education is just a bonus, because sometimes, you know, we find ourselves that
my friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional.
Yes, welcome back. Yes, we just, I think, went mute for a while right there. But yes, as I was saying that, yes, as a woman, we, you know, we grow up very fast, you know, compared to men. So
if a man comes to you that is serious and you see that he has these wonderful qualities that you need in a man, and he is a good man, and you know that he can take care of you, even with the little that he has, you know, and you see that this man really has a good heart and he's this and he can be a feminine man, then you just need to accept. Do not always look. I'm not saying that accept anybody. You know what you want in a man. So do not just accept anyone, but you know what you want. So if somebody comes to you and they are really serious and they want to get married, then they are ready. Because men have that time where they are just ready for marriage. If a man is ready for marriage and he wants to get married, he just wants to get married. And if you keep on denying, he will still try to get somebody, try to get another relationship that he can enter in and just get married very fast. So not that he's desperate, but it's just his time. And if you keep on saying you're not ready, a woman is not really somebody that say, you know, you can say you're not ready when you really know that you're not ready, but maybe you, I don't know, maybe there's somebody that can wait for you and say that, okay, no, we will just get married when we are ready, when you are ready. There's people that can wait for you like that. But sometimes if you say, I'm not ready, a man will go and look for somebody that is ready. And the time you're going to be ready, there's no person available for you. So those are the things. That's how life is. And that's how things happen. So as you know, the callers are there saying that sometimes parents, you know, we put this pressure on children to say that, you know, that's why we say, even when it comes to introductions, you know, that question that parents always like asking, I know that it has to be there, but you know, when I tell you or when the partner tells you about what they do, should it really be, you know, when an in-law tells you what they do, should it really be as a judgment thing where you even say, can we go and talk to you? Or maybe later on when the person comes, and then later on the person, you just hear the person say, I know, I don't think we can get married anymore. Let's call off the wedding. Because the family say, so what do you do for a living? Sometimes that has nothing to do. You know, do you know why? Parents say that they ask that question because apparently they do not want their child to suffer in life. But they're asking because they sometimes they're those ones that will say, oh, yeah, if this person goes, what are we going to inherit? But anyways, these are the things that I'm sorry to say this, but it's just how it is. Sometimes we look at we look at the inheritance or something, and we don't know what plan it is. And you know, that plan of sort of coming, you know, the whole family, when they come, when they hear that, no, who is an engineer and they, you know, has a good salary there, the man is. So the whole family comes, you know, this one comes with the problem, the school fees of who is not paid, it's 30,000, the who, you know, then you put, you know, I know when they say that when you marry somebody, you marry the whole family, but not in that way, please. You know, let's not do it that way, where we always try to make, you know, it's more like of you want somebody to get married to your child so that you use them for your needs and all these things. So it shouldn't be like that. So sometimes, you know, parents, or we do this, you know, mistake, and we always do not really look at the happiness of our own children. So sometimes we do not know that we are robbing our children of their own happiness. And if a child gets married to somebody just because you said so, and that they should get married to somebody that is, you know, the same level with them, or somebody that is educated that like them, or somebody that is financially well off like them, sometimes you're putting your child in a lot of you know, pressure. Then your child lives a life where they are unhappy, and that they have high blood pressure, and they die because of certain things, or they get sick or anything. And that it will be your fault, because you are the one forcing somebody, instead of just allowing somebody choose for themselves, and that, you know, they be happy instead of, you know, being forced. Because sometimes that they do things, you know, just because they are forced. As you know, the caller, they say that, you know, she used to study, doesn't even know why she's studying, but she's just studying because she wants to bring that good samples in at home, because she wants to make her parents proud. And this is something that I always speak about here, that most of the time we did not even know how we were studying. We were just, you know, for us, some of us, you know, as long as we just used to study to pass. And sometimes you study to pass, but you don't even understand what you're reading. You're just reading, and you copy everything in your head so that you go answer the questions that are going to be asked, so that you can even get an A or something. But later on, when you're asked what you don't even understand, but you just studied because it's written on the paper, and you recognize it. And then from there, you want to go write it because you studied at that moment. But it's not like that. You took it as it should be information that you should keep forever. But you just studied because you wanted to make parents proud. So it shouldn't be like that as well in relationships. So parents, we need to be careful. I said that this is a 21st century let's change. Let's also work with time, because this is the only time that the children that we have now understand. So if this when it comes to this relationship, so be that parent that is open and make your children feel comfortable. Don't be that tough parent always. You know, I'm not saying that you should allow, you know, children to misbehave. No, but be that parent that is open, ready to talk, and always tell the children the truth instead of just trying to hide things from them. So tell them the truth. Tell them that this is life, and life is like this and this and this and this and this and this and this. And this is how you should behave, and this is what you need to do, so that your own children will understand exactly what is that right thing that they need to do. So, yes. Let's always look at it that way and have our children understand exactly what they need to do. So let's quickly go for a short musical break, and then we'll be right back after this. Let's go with, Shanae with You're Still the One. I don't know if I'm saying her name is Shanae. Okay, let me not even, say the name wrong there. But let's go, though. This is You're Still the One. Might have took a long way.
Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took a long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, they'll never make it, but just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. Still, you're still the one I run to, the one that I belong to. You're still the one I want. Still going strong.